black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're here back with you guys. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
Number one father and son podcast.
In the multiverse.
In the multiverse.
In the multiverse. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you for being here like always.
As always.
You know what I'm saying? So quick roll call. I see Plainfield, New Jersey. New Orleans in the building. Detroit. Who else? Who else? Who else? See, St. Louis in the building.
Columbus, Ohio's in the building.
Bahamas in the building.
In the building.
Harlem, of course.
Fort Lauderdale in the building.
Of course.
Harlem on the rise.
Harlem.
Hartford.
North Carolina in the building.
North Cackalacka.
Thank you, man.
Tallahassee.
We appreciate everybody for being here. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend.
Yes, yes. Hope everyone had an amazing weekend. The weather was great.
It was.
Weather was great to get out. Me and wifey went to this vegan, non-dairy ice cream spot.
How was it?
It was actually pretty good. Okay. It was actually pretty good. Okay. I mean, and so, you know, we drove a little ways, not too far. And we sat out with rich white folks and had vegan ice cream.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. That was nice.
Nice.
We were on like a little date. You know, I was kicking her foot, you know, trying to rekindle some things. You know, she looking at her ice cream, looking at me. You know, little things like that. You got to keep those things alive.
Jeez.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I went out. Actually went out to a party. I haven't been out in a minute.
Day party.
Day party. Yeah, it was, you know how that goes.
No, day parties be the shit, man.
You know, I love day parties, but, you know, they turn into night parties.
Not for me.
I mean, so
9 o'clock, I'm home in
it
bed.
It was cool. And you know what's crazy? Because it was from 4 to 10. So me and my friends, like, we're going to get there like 7, a couple hours. Be
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, line was nuts.
Yeah, because the weather was crazy.
We had to bribe the security guard, let us skip the line, let us get in, made our rounds. I saw a lot of people I haven't seen since I graduated from college.
Oh, okay. All right,
nice.
A lot of people.
So shouts out to everybody. And it was cool. And then afterwards, niggas are going nig, right? Some people started shooting up in the air. Cops came, like 30 cops came for like one guy. I thought they was gonna kill him because, like, you know, it was a perfect like environment, meaning like everybody's drunk, like he might do something stupid.
So it's perfect environment to let go on.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I thought something dumb was gonna happen, but you know, shuts out, nothing happened.
That's good. That's good. Cause we don't need a lot of these police officers in New York in particular. It's a lot of tension.
Yeah.
And it seems like ever since the, you know, the pandemic and all that stuff, coming out of that, Adam's taking the job and it just got worse.
Mm-hmm.
You would think more police officers, just the presence of them, but the hack now is I can make these guns and I can wear a mask.
Yeah.
So the crime rate is, I can go into the bank with a mask on and no one is thinking that's weird.
Right.
You know, so because of that, it has created an atmosphere that's very dangerous.
Mm.
Very dangerous.
Oh, real quick. I want to give a special shout out to our audio listeners.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we do this podcast live on YouTube, like you're watching right now. But the next day, it is up on Apple Podcasts, Google, like wherever you want to listen to podcasts. And last week, we were ranked number 83 in our category, in the nation.
Yeah, man. Out of top 100.
Top 100 podcast.
And before
right?
that, without us even knowing.
We were ranked 64th.
64,
at one point.
Man. Yeah, so yeah. So our audio audience is really, really showing support.
Yes, we appreciate it.
And
you
we
guys,
appreciate
man.
That. You know, we don't give them enough love, but
we will.
They die hard.
Yeah.
And we're about to change all that. We're about to change all of that. So tell me about the t-shirt you got on.
Oh, so this is 4AM Fitness from my man O'Shea Bell.
My man O'Shea Bell.
So he does this thing on Instagram where he wakes up 4 a.m. every morning and be at the gym. He documents his workouts and stuff like that. And it don't be like regular workouts, like, you know, just get the blood flowing. He be going crazy in there.
Yeah, well, you know who his dad is.
Yes, so his pops, if you guys have been watching this show long enough, his pops, Derek Bell, who was my old trainer when I was in high school.
Yeah, the Gorilla Athletic.
Gorilla Prince Athletics.
Gorilla Prince Athletics. You've seen his commercial run a lot.
Yes, yes. We had his commercial run. And I have an interview with him directly on our channel as well, where we just kind of go through like everything he goes through, like what it takes for players, high school players, to reach that next level and stuff like that. Really, really dope interviews. Two interviews, as a matter of fact. But yeah, so he be in the gym going crazy. He had Skylar in the gym.
Ooh, that's his young brother.
That's his younger brother, who is a wide receiver for Wisconsin right now.
We got to get our Wisconsin jerseys this year.
So yeah, him in the gym
like
the other
get
day.
Some playing time.
So I saw he was promoting these shirts. I said, bro, I got to get one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that segues me into what I have to say to start the show, in that your discipline has to come with ease.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds oxymoronic in a sense, because when you think discipline, you think hard. But when you enjoy what it is that you're doing,
yeah.
it's a different kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if like, for instance, O'Shea getting up at 4 a.m, that is a discipline. Ask me to do that. It's not going to work. Even if I force myself to do it, we are both encountering the same experience but having different results. It's a hell for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I have to do it because whatever. For him, it comes natural. And so a lot of times when we judging other people or we looking at other people, we got to understand there's a heaven and hell within the same experience.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? So if you like to eat, or if you are vegan, or be, you know, having a superb diet is a discipline, as sad as it may seem. And for some people, it comes just very easy. And for others, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you find out you have cancer or something and you have to change the way you eat, sure, you may be able to do it, but it's not going to be the same a joyful experience. You may turn it into that after results kick in. And so working out, math.
Yeah.
Math is a discipline.
Yeah.
Understanding the science of how math works. And some people go, ah. So let's try to keep in mind we may be doing the same things and having different results of that experience, and be mindful of those who are in a prison, right? Doing the same thing you do, and they're in a prison and they're trying to escape. So don't be so hard on certain individuals.
Yeah.
It's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because we all have a discipline to us that comes with ease, whether it's writing or you know, whatever the case may be. And we want to be mindful of other people who may have to be doing that for their survival.
Yeah.
And as a result, it has created an unpleasurable experience, because 10,000 sit-ups, that don't sound like it's fun.
Yeah.
Even getting up at 4 a.m, I'd just be turning over.
Yeah.
At 4 a.m, going, oh, let me flip the pillow. He's up having an experience.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like, yeah, it like wilding, like doing dumbbell curls with 70s. You can go to his Instagram. Let me see. I'm going to put his Instagram in the actual chat for you guys.
Yes.
Because I don't think he has a website and everything. Like, this is just guerrilla.
Well, marketing. He needs to take our course.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And so we can set him up so he can be official, because there is an audience for that. It's weird. It's an audience
listen,
for
yo,
that.
Listen, people, yo, discipline births, like somebody said in the chat, discipline births competence. It is everything.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Literally everything.
Yes.
And I think once people just kind of realize, and it's hard because I have been having a problem lately of coming out the gate tough, seeing some results and kind of letting off. Like, I'm all
right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. I can miss a workout and not, you know, and not blow up because, like, that's just not my makeup. But that's not the way you're supposed to do it. You know what I mean? You're supposed to, like, as you see the results, you're supposed to kind of, like, double down and let those effects compound. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Let those results compound. So I'm putting his Instagram in the chat for you guys right now. You can see him. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's definitely a monster. He's been a monster.
Yeah, always. Yeah, like, always. Yeah. Super weirdly, like, athletic. Like, he was dunking when we were in high school, and he's my height. Like, he gets up. Like, he just...
No, absolutely.
He's just a beast. But let's get started, though.
Let's get this thing started. What up, Dante?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, where you want to start? The Juneteenth ice cream?
Yeah, let's start there. Why not?
Yeah, let's start. So, I saw this picture floating around on Twitter of the Great Value Juneteenth flavored ice cream. And it didn't surprise me because once they kind of made Juneteenth into like a federal holiday and things like that, that just opened the door for it to be commercialized and monetized from these companies because all they saw was numbers, all they saw was money. And I wasn't surprised at all.
Right.
What about you?
No, the same thing. It just goes back to what I was saying. A cultural experience for you is a monetary experience for somebody else.
Yeah.
So what they do is they just take culture and try to find the best ways to market, promote, package, and give it back to you where it's maybe some spiritual significance for you regarding that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with these people who can't even understand the cultural significance of a day like Juneteenth or what that meant, for original people who were here. But they see a marketing opportunity. And what is this, strawberry cheesecake or something? I don't even know go together.
Listen, all I'm going to say is...
Should have had at least watermelon flavored.
No watermelon.
Ice cream, goddamn. Watermelon and fried chicken flavored.
All I will say is, though, like, don't be surprised when you see more companies like Macy's and stuff like that just get behind the Juneteenth wave. It's coming up. And you're going to see just more people. It's like, yo, I'm surprised you even know what that is.
Right. Most people don't. Same thing with Kwanzaa. We were ahead of the curve when Kwanzaa really started bubbling. And then when I started seeing the Macy's commercials for Kwanzaa and all of that, I knew it was a wrap. I knew that this was not something, you know, because, again, the co-optiveness of what it is we do. Hip-hop is a perfect example. If left alone to grow on its own, its ability to be political, economic, spiritual, social, it is culture in the sense, art, all of those things in one. And had we been able to maintain the flow of it economically, our people would be in a much better place and we would be more responsible with what's said and what we allow to hit the streets because we got babies.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're not in control of any of that, all bets is off and anything can be said to, you know, meet that bottom line. And as a result, what was once a beautiful art form, has turned into something that's against us now. So even though this is something small like ice cream, it's the beginning stages of them working on the momentum that picked up. This thing really picked up last year.
Yes.
I mean, it's been around forever, I understand. But it was something about last summer.
Really 2020.
Right. Before the...
No, that was during. That was the George Floyd.
Okay, right.
Protest.
During that time, the awareness of it just became more mainstream. And I even saw they had to cancel one event because the three board members were all white. It was some big cookout, Juneteenth cookout, and it was three white people giving this. And we like, are you serious?
Yeah.
So we coming back to slave masters for you to come on. So this is something small. But pay attention because this be the rollout and this be the test to see how you're going to respond to this. If people just going to go buy it because they feel it's bringing them closer to the cultural experience. Is it something that vicariously white people are consuming so they can feel like they're a part of the culture or they've done their part? So it's so many layers to it. It's nothing to get all upset about. Now, this dude got like three fingers or... What the fuck? Who is this? But you would have three fingers if you tried to escape and steal something back then. And all of this makes sense. And what's up with these colors? These are the colors they... Okay, all right. These are the Garvey colors. Or the Jamaican flag colors. Or...
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. And great value at that. You know what I'm saying? I thought it would be Ben and Jerry's be the first one.
Yeah, at least Ben and Jerry's. Thanks for the notification that the show was on.
It came when it came, man.
Yeah. All right, so, at least Ben and Jerry's are a little bit more progressive. Do you know they lit the Empire State Building up for Biggie yesterday?
Yeah, and then you said all those disparaging remarks.
They lit the fucking Empire State.
They did? Wait, what color?
Yeah. Some crown. They put a crown on it, and it was representing Biggie. I said, ain't this some shit?
Wow.
Wow, that is huge.
They gentrifying Biggie.
Wow.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah.
Because, like, these, like, first of all, like, we going off topic, but, like, stores like Urban Outfitters and stuff like that, they use Biggie's likeness already for their shirts that they promote to white people regardless. So.
Again, that's their way of vicariously taking a part in the experience.
Yeah.
So was Rap Records when NWA and all of these gangster groups were selling more records to white America than to black America because they wanted to be so close. But not close enough to get hurt, not leave their gated community, but, you know, so close where the music was vibrating and they could, like, be in a movie somewhat. So that's how Europeans, that's the vampirism of Europeans.
Oh, yeah.
And how they move and usurp your culture from you.
Yeah, I don't know why it's our culture that we just allow it to just get taken easy.
Well, I think part of it, Malcolm, is... It's so easy for us because it's who we are. We're not even given an effort. It just is.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, peace, baby girl celebrating her 16th birthday.
She's one.
16, man, it's big. She's gonna think she a little grown. You let her know you ain't grown yet, girl. Slow down. So for us, it's our life. So how can I not live my life? And you coming up behind me, just picking up the scraps of what I told you, I used to call them doo-doo drops. Yeah. Just creative shit drops I would leave along the way like an elephant. Never looks back. He just shit. Like, this is nothing. This is dung. Mm-hmm. But that dung is something that can be manufactured and created into something that can fortify a nation of people. My doo-doo. My creative doo-doo. It's feeding people. I feel special about that. You should feel special about it, too.
Somebody said, Black Dad, I love you, but when you talk about Biggie, you sound like the mad rapper that was on this.
We said that already.
Yeah.
We said that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And that's funny because that's the first time I've ever been accused of going at Biggie. I'm usually...
Going at Tupac.
At Tupac, and they calling me, nah, I can't win. So I go at Biggie, and you know.
That's funny. Yes.
It's real. It's crazy, but it's okay. I get it. For those who understood what I was saying, they understood. Because, I mean, shit, why not put Alpo on a debit card? He really did all that shit. Ooh.
I mean, well, he didn't.
He did all that shit, but he didn't, talking about?
But he didn't put it to amazing beats. Amazing beats. It's about the art, yeah.
Well.
I'm against him on this, y'all. Like, me and y'all.
I'm pushing to put Alpo on the Metro card. He really killed people. He really sold the drugs that Biggie was glorified for. I'm going for Alpo. All praise Alpo.
Somebody said Eric Adams gave Biggie a posthumous award or something.
Yeah, his son accepted the award. I think it's Biggie's Day.
Got you. Okay. And because somebody said he wouldn't like Biggie's music if he was alive. Yes, and that's like when... Joe Biden said something about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't like him.
Right. He probably called him a nigger during his time when he was alive. They popped Malcolm. Martin. They fucking put a bullet in his head.
Yeah, he
and then
like
they
him.
Want to celebrate. This is, see, now you're getting closer to what I mean. So it's all
posthumous.
Post-posthumous, jump on the bandwagon, get in front of the camera, say something, and glorifying something that I don't think was, beneficial collectively for our hood, but I digress. Let's not go there. Back to the ice cream and the culture and my creative doo-doo drops. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we are. So there will be those who stay. You are the original Jew. So all the other imposters got to stay closest to you as possible because they've been mimicking your life. And they got to stay close enough to you where you don't wake up. But they also got to stay close enough to you to reap all the benefits that you are here to deliver to make this world a greater place. So, you know, all the money, all the music, all the art, all the fashion, all the dance, all the technology, all the mathematics, all the engineering, all of those things that we create, they stay close enough to us and keep us just submerged within a certain situation to help manifest these things.
Did you see LeBron at that wedding?
LeBron at the wedding?
Jewish wedding, yeah.
No, but he did hug a rabbi, yes.
Yeah.
He hugged him like really hard.
Yeah, it was just an odd sight.
Not if you know what time it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not odd at all.
Okay.
All right, so I think that's pretty much good with the ice cream. Yeah. When they come out with watermelon and fried chicken flavor, I'm lined up.
Somebody just said the pickle flavor was good.
Oh, the pickle flavor? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Get help. No, but all y'all.
You are
get
tuned
help.
Into the gross. Sounds of Urban X.
So this morning, Uncle Luke, I think it was this morning, Uncle Luke, he got on Twitter and he asked a question, simple question. I'm going to read it to you right now. He said, give me five reasons, or it wasn't a question, but this is what he said. Give me five reasons why black people should vote in the next election. Then he also said, give me five black promises that have been fulfilled by politicians in the last elections, mayor or president.
Good question.
I thought it was a very good question, very simple question. If you had it on answer, you would just answer it. If you read the comments, a bunch of people, Jamel Hill was the first one. Serious question, what will not voting help? And everybody was just like, answer the question.
So she basically answered the question with the question.
With the question, yes.
That's that little clever shit they do.
Yeah.
They never answer your question. They'll just ask a question on top of your question.
Right.
First one to respond, Jamel Hill.
Jamel Hill, right? And a lot of people, there were a lot of people, you know, in the comments saying kind of the same thing, like around the same thing, like, well, we need to vote because it'll get blatant racism out of here. This white woman, I think she is an elected official, something, or a pundit, news pundit. I don't know what her position was. She had a blue check on her account. She said black people need to vote. And then she said, because this will keep happening. And she named the 10 people who got killed in Buffalo. That is a disgusting answer.
Yes, it is.
And that is the reason why black people get nothing in this country, because people are able to tug on our heartstrings and tug on real trauma.
And she turned
and attach
that into,
it, yes.
She attached that to a political, not a racist goddamn lunatic who had 15 people in a chat with him right before he did what he did.
Yeah.
He was in a private chat. I need to know who those 15 people were.
And they know the 15 people in everybody else's chat. They got Young Thug from DM or they're catching over from DMs.
So
and
my
shit.
Point is, who were the 15 people in the chat with this racist killer? Right? They're just sweeping that up under the rug. And, you know, again, tugging at your emotion is what they're always going to do. And how many, listen, black people are insane. I don't have no other way around it to explain it. We are, because we keep every 4 years, it's the same shit.
Yeah, it is comical.
That's like going back in a relationship and this person keep fucking you over in the relationship. And you know they're going to screw you over and you keep going back and your friends are looking at you now like, yo, is there something wrong with you? And you just keep going back and keep going back. You, at some point, you get what you deserve.
Yeah, it's comical at this point. Like every 4 years or every 2 years, it's the most important election that we ever have to do. We just have to get to the polls. We just have to get insert name here out. You know what I mean? We just have to get them out, and then we can ask for anything, everything we want. But we never get anything we want. And I even I tweeted at her. I'm like, yo, so you still talking to this lesser of two evils talk? Like, how's that work?
Exactly.
Literally, everybody who has voted for Biden, how has that worked out?
Facts. And if you're saying, well, we don't have no other choices, then that means you underestimate our ability to do for self. So you're basically saying we need
white folks.
Basically, yes.
We need one of these parties, yes, because we can't do it on our own. When you say, well, at least it's the, let's just go with Massa over here, because at least Massa over here don't make us work so hard and give us a few things. You're literally saying we are children. You know what I mean? And we cannot do for ourselves and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So that's what it says without actually saying it. And it's getting crazy.
Yeah, Luke actually, because I think Joy Ann Reed, I think she also responded to something to that effect as well. And he responded via video. And I noticed it. I don't know if anybody else noticed it. But he had a Friday post. Like, I think he did a song on the Friday soundtrack. And it was behind him as he was speaking. Now, I took that, you know, as a little, you know, sign, because Ice Cube has been on the forefront.
Absolutely.
On one of them on the forefront, rather, talking about, you know, getting actual tangibles for our vote and actually wanting to hold these politicians to task. And when he said that, when Ice Cube said that back in 2020, he got met with so much.
Because niggas.
Oh, my God.
When you take a stand against Massa, just call it for what it is, your own people will leave you out there to dry. How many people got behind him?
Mm-hmm.
But how many people deep inside their heart felt the same way he felt, but was too afraid? I keep telling you guys, if money is going to be the end all and be all that shuts people up, we will never make progress, because they're always going to be able to cut checks. If you're afraid to have your ribs touching a little bit to get what we want, we ain't never going to get it. Because everybody does this. Whoa, I'm down with Nike. I'm down with Adidas. How would they feel if I stepped out here, or my contract with movie, Massa at the movie place, and you start thinking about that, and you start, and it just collectively grows, and everybody shut the fuck up. Let him go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they be looking around the corner and shit. He's still alive, bro. He's still alive.
Yeah.
And nothing ever gets done. And so he got to go. I'm pretty sure at some point, Ice Cube even threw his arms up like, man, God damn it. I mean, what more can you do? What more could Malcolm had done?
Yeah, some people keep just like resurfacing like Malcolm X's old speeches when it comes to like liberals and how they even, they're more dangerous than conservatives.
Yes.
Because they're more cunning. Like they're more.
They will come sit in your church.
Yo, man.
And sing
prophetic
gospel hymns with
prophetic
you.
Prophetic.
And pick up your babies, kiss your babies, and act like it's all good, and they can't stand the smell of you. That's the difference. That's how cunning they are. But when it comes to us doing the same things to get close to them, we won't even dare. We wear our racism, or not even racist, because we can't be racist, our prejudice, our hate, our trauma on our sleeves, and they have the ability to cloak and dagger their shit. Go up to a hip-hop radio station and talk about hot sauce in my bag.
That
and,
happened, bro.
And that happened. And if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Who? This is coming from a white racist saying if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
And you,
how crazy is that?
When it comes to Biden, I think people forget how sharp he was when he did have all his mental faculties.
Yeah.
And I mean sharp as, like, he was, like, very slick with his mouth. Like, he used to be, like, very... He drafted the 94 crime bill and the crack laws. You get what I'm saying? So that's not a dummy. Now you can say, like, all right, he's being you know, puppeteered and stuff like that.
Right.
But how do we forget so fast? You know what I'm saying? And then when the narrative is pushed that he is the one to save America, to bring us out of the hell that was Trump, and you essentially wipe away all of his past. And you get black people to go, can we change or can't people change? I look at you funny.
Absolutely. And the person who said, technically we're not black. Okay. Take a deep breath. Did you really need to type that? I mean, did you really need to type that? Okay. Take a deep breath. Anywho. So, yeah, this is what we're dealing with on a regular basis. And until we step up and do for self in every sense of the word, or begin the process, could you imagine?
Yeah.
What Malcolm was like, ugh, just
yeah.
Even Martin said, I've integrated my people into a burning fucking house.
He was like, oh man.
Like shit.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're trying to work with people who just, they don't care,
mm-hmm.
but you care, that's a weird thing, man, because you're willing to go all out. And when you die, these people will move on. They will give a barbecue and move on.
Yeah,
and your life would have meant nothing for what it is that you try to do. In retrospect, looking at what Cube did, that was some revolutionary shit. And I'm not always on Cube, you know what I mean? I have my own issues with Cube. But just think about it. He mm-hmm. put his whole neck out there
yeah.
and said, yo, if y'all all just come with me,
yeah,
this is a wrap.
And then it was fly what he did because, and this is, if you're having a debate with anybody regarding Republican or Democrat, whatever side you're on, once you get it out the way that I don't like either one of those sides, then they have really nothing to come back at you with. No facts, no
right,
nothing.
Right.
As soon as I say something about Democrats, oh, MAGA Malcolm, but as soon as I say, I don't like either one of those sides, now let me know where we've gotten help at from who.
Right.
Let me know what laws have been put in place and from who put that. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. I hear crickets.
Because it's really just go with this slave master or go with that one.
Right. So Ice Cube said, I'll meet with both of y'all.
And listen
to see which one has a better plan for black people.
Right.
Black people were upset. Like, that was nuts.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that was completely super crazy to me. But let's kind of stand on it. Let's talk about this whole, I don't even want to talk about it, but we kind of have to, the monkeypox stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Monkeypocalypse was trending on Twitter today. And I'm going to tell you, I am exhausted, bro.
Yeah, they're starting to exhaust.
I am exhausted, bro. Because it seems like just every 4 days, it's something else that is just end of the world. It's every day. And as much as we as, you know, people don't want it to happen, we just feed into it so much as well.
Yeah.
That it just affects us, right? So apparently I've read that, this is on CNN Health. The U.S. is in the process of releasing monkeypox vaccine from national stockpile for high-risk people, the CDC says. I didn't even know, like, why would there be a national stockpile? I've never even heard of monkeypox.
Yeah.
Prior to it. It just sounds like the same play they used. And
they're using the same dialogue. You gotta be homosexual or bisexual.
I heard that too.
To get this.
I heard
it. And remember right before this pandemic started, we were told black people can't get this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even when HIV and all of that came out 30 years ago, mm-hmm. we was like, that's a gay or intravenous, we good. And then all of a sudden, well, something breached this specific barrier, and now we are all in danger. All right? So this is where we're at now. So they're running the same play. And they said Bill Gates funded a board game. And in the board game, monkeypox is one of the things that emerged. Somebody in the chat may be able to know what I'm talking about because I read it. And one of the politicians was saying, they're calling me a conspiracy theorist for telling you exactly what the damn game says. How does that make me a conspiracy theorist? You know, this Bill Gates situation, man, listen, all of this stuff, and it's starting to wear and wear and wear. You know what I mean? Like, where are they going with this now?
Yes, exactly. Like, I'm tired. Like,
I'm tired.
Exhausted.
But maybe that's the point. So we can't be off point. We got to have our scientists tell us how to beat fucking monkeypox. That's it.
Somebody said monkeypox. It's monkeypox, but the K is silent. Moneypox.
Yeah, it's moneypox.
I thought that was
That's some funny shit. Yeah, it's funny shit. Moneypox.
Great A, because that's literally. And again, what I've noticed, especially coming out of 2020, what I've noticed is a lot of these doctors, quote unquote doctors, experts, and things like that, they have to out sensationalize each other to get screen time on TV.
Mm.
Right? During the whole pandemic, every time a doctor came on screen, it was worse and worse news. Am I lying?
No, that is a fact.
Yeah, you can't even look at your loved ones no more. You're going to catch it.
Thank you, Chris Bird. We appreciate it.
You say COVID 3 times in the mirror. You're going to catch it. You go outside. you're going to catch it. We may never have dinner with each other again. Like, it was always, they kept trying to just outdo each other.
Yep.
And the news loved it because it just giving us ratings, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch
because it. That's what news is about now, ratings.
Watch this now. And also, they keep using black people in these pictures when they're talking about monkeypox, and the first cases were not black.
Okay.
So I think this news station in Kenya or whatever, they put a white person on there with, like, all right,
y'all wildin'.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're not about to play with us, right? So the fear mongering, bro, like, just, I say, like I've always said, stay informed, but don't immerse yourself with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know.
Until you come out with that shit, just, you know, be cool.
I think one of these
keep
countries.
Your diet right.
One of these countries is already instituting a quarantine surrounding it because fears are ramping and, yeah.
And if you are a homosexual or a bisexual, just be extra careful. Nothing. Just be extra careful. That's the public service. Malcolm, I'm dead serious. If you are a homosexual or bisexual, just be careful.
Okay.
Because the monkey man is out there.
Okay.
Doing his thing.
Jeez.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Before we go to commercial, did you guys hear the CEO of Pfizer talking about the pill that has the microchip in it?
That will guarantee that they know whether you took their medicine or not.
Yeah.
Yes. So they got a new pill.
And he said, like, can you imagine the compliance? The word compliance.
That was the exact word he used, which is you take this pill and I can look directly in and see if it's in your stomach. So you can't lie and say you wasn't taking the medication. You know how you get people go, yeah, I took it. And no, Mr. Bowser, according to this, you've taken none of this shit.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where they're going with it now. And it'll probably be connected to your goddamn smartphone somehow. Go figure. Welcome to the new world.
Yeah.
You heard?
So we'll take a quick commercial break and we shall return.
Yeah.
This is Chanel, the Ascending Infinite Goddess, and I am happy to announce that I am back and in full effect, ready to work with you on your spiritual journey. Whether you're looking to balance your chakras with an infusion of Reiki energy, or you're looking to connect with your spirit team with an angel oracle reading and get some clarification or confirmation on your love life or your career, finances, or just life in general. Or perhaps you're looking for a non-judgmental, safe space to receive some mental ease, I am here to help you. So So be sure to visit my website, www.ascendinginfinitegoddess.com. See all the services that I provide. Get to know me a little bit better. And also, feel free to visit my YouTube channel, Ascending Infinite Goddess, and see hundreds of videos that I have available for free to help you on your spiritual journey. Until we connect again, stay alert, stay aware, and live in love. Peace.
Back.
And we are back.
Thank you guys for joining us. As always, don't forget to support our sponsors.
Yes, and if you are interested in a June rollout with us, hit us at sales.
At urbanx.nyc.
At urbanx.nyc. If you were one of the lucky winners of the book.
You should have it.
You should have it already.
You have the book for the Lady Roz book.
Because we are very thorough in what we do.
Yes.
And congratulations to all the winners.
Yes.
And hopefully next time you too can be a winner. Mm-hmm. And like we said, discontinued support for those who, you know, believe in the entrepreneurial spirit of making things happen, Captain.
Somebody asks, is Infinite Goddess in New York? No, she's in Florida, but she does virtual Zoom consultations as well. I got yes. one. He got one.
Yes.
I got a lot of other people that have gotten them as well. She's dope.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So her information is in the description as well, too.
Right. Yep.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So Dave Chappelle was trending this week, and for the dumbest reason. The dumbest reason. Let me explain. So apparently, this white comedian named John Mulaney, right? And he had this show. Apparently, he's a comedian, and a whole bunch of white people love him. Dave was actually in place too. He let Dave come on after him.
Yeah, they do stuff like that. Yeah, they do stuff like a fellow comedian.
Yeah, they do stuff like that all the time. And then Dave, apparently he said a joke that people there said was like the most transphobic thing they have ever heard in his life. So apparently, this is what I read. He said that he got attacked by a gun that identified as a knife.
I thought that was funny.
Clever, right?
That's clever.
Clever.
Because it's true, because it was a gun.
It was a gun knife thing. Yeah.
And people lost it.
Yeah, people lost it.
See, this is sickness.
I don't know. I don't know where it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes you want to just go, nah, man.
I don't know where it goes. I watched a little bit of Cat Williams.
It was terrible. It was terrible. And all the way around it, me and wifey watched it. I tried.
It was too
terrible.
And I'm going to I promise you, if you watch his just older stuff.
Oh, he's just hilarious.
It's a different, like his timing is different.
He's in pocket.
Yes.
This one was out of pocket. He kept trying to make some points that he just didn't make. He looked tired.
And I'm going to tell you too, because he keeps trying. He's been one of the comedians that's saying, you can be funny without being offensive, right? So he's on this thing where, like, you know, if you can't be funny, you're just not that funny. So he's trying to take it from a, like, monk style, like, level of comedy, right?
He's diet woke.
Yes.
So therefore, the stuff that he thinks is deep.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
Very shallow.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. Yeah, I couldn't.
You know what I mean? He keeps acting like he's saying something deep, and I'm like, yo, dude.
Yeah.
What part of the earth are you from? But that's the definition of diet woke. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of something, and you think you're the only one who know that shit.
Bro, the Jemele Hill.
The people in my chat are so advanced.
Yeah.
They're like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So them people right there, they learn a little something, and they think it's cool to say the latest buzz and hip words. He's the definition of diet woke. And even being diet woke, if he was funny, I just was in it for funniness.
Yeah, same.
No, it wasn't there. Sorry, he missed with this one.
Yeah.
He missed with this one.
Okay.
You know?
I didn't like it either. Yeah, I watched it look like...
I watched the whole thing from beginning
to end. I watched like 30 minutes of it, and I was just like, no.
And usually he'll come out the gate strong. He usually, and this is a part of his routine, he'll come out, whatever city he's in, he'll tell you the points of the city. That I went over here and had some fried chicken, and he'll do this and that and tell you this, that, and the weather down here is crazy. Mm. And he'll do all of that, and he didn't do none of that. He went right into this, you know, you need to know the truth and the truth and,
yeah,
you know, 300 planets.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah. His best one was the Pimp Chronicles 2. It's Pimpin' Pimpin'. That okay. one with Lil Tink Tink. That one.
That one was funny.
That was
as
his
shit.
Best one, bro. Like when I yeah, say he yeah. was, and remember, because black comedians, it's only one at a time that have it.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
had it then.
It was his moment.
It was his moment then. Like he was the guy, and then he just started like,
yeah,
smoking and yeah, no,
yeah, 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 yeah. Aaron, come on. I think he been fell off, but. I'm always willing to give a comedian who's fell off an opportunity to earn, you know, some space back in my mix. You know what I mean? And he needed to come back with this one strong.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Bill Burr is that's, funny as hell.
That's my guy. Right? I don't care what nobody say. That's,
he's a that, white boy, but that white boy is funny.
That's my guy.
And he came right after Dave Chappelle. That was a lot of pressure. Dave Chappelle had just did that big one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the Smoolie and yep. all that. And then I said, Bill Burr. And Bill Burr came and he delivered on the heels of, and that, it was tough to do. So it's very hard, but I think he's washed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let it go.
Sad.
Sad. Sad. Let's talk about the guy in Buffalo.
Yes, so one of the guys who got killed in Buffalo was ex-cop. No, ex-
well, hold on. Let's do some of this first, bro.
You're listening to the sounds.
We ain't heard Leslie all night, bro.
Wait, Dre, did he said low-key racist? Bill Burr, what?
Well, that's your opinion. Bill Burr is funny as shit.
Yo, nah. I'm not even going to... Like,
and he addresses the black and white thing...
Evenly.
Evenly, so I'm cool with that. He get on white people, black people. And see, that's the thing about comedy.
And then his black jokes are not even, like, hacky. Like,
right, yeah.
Black people do this, but white people do... Like, he's not
yeah,
even like that.
Yeah, that, those are corny. Yo,
matter of fact, he's so dope, he didn't... He never... I think he mentioned his wife being black one time in his career.
In his career, that was it. His wife is black. You do know that.
Once, and we're not saying that you well, can't be racist. Can't be, yeah, we're not saying that either.
I shouldn't have to say that behind that statement. Jeez.
People, you know...
Oh God!
You know how it goes.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on.
But yeah, watch Bill Burr. He's hilarious. So the guy in Buffalo, he was a security guard.
Yeah, he was a retired police officer.
Retired police officer.
And I believe he was working security there.
Got you.
And he was shot and killed. One of the first people shot and killed there. I think even shot the guy, but the guy had on like a bulletproof vest. Long story short, he owns the patents for these. Generators or something that help cars run on water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I found that to be very interesting. I'm not saying it was a conspiracy to take him out. I'm just saying I find that to be a little odd and weird mm-hmm. that the patents that he had were going to be groundbreaking. Now, the last person who came up with something very similar, Joe Rogan spoke about it. I forget the guy's name. White guy years ago. He was introducing his product to the bigwigs, and they sat down, and he had a drink, and he died. And his last words to his brother was that they poisoned me, they killed me. So we do understand, I need you to understand the magnitude. Throw all the conspiracy stuff out the window. The magnitude of being able to say, I have the patents on something mm-hmm. in which I can run your car off the most abundant... resource in the universe,
yeah,
which is water. Water's not even from Earth. That's a whole nother story, right? And to be able to run your car off to separate the hydrogen and do all of that is so advanced that everyone would line up to kill you, period. You understand? Because mm-hmm. you're talking trillions of dollars. This is how much combustible energy makes. Now, side note, a lot of people forgot, and Dick Gregory told us about it, the DC sniper, them two brothers, was not knocking off random people. The people they were knocking off were high caliber people in a random setting, a biochemist, somebody else, and it almost seemed like those were the actual targets. So within the midst of all the chaos and confusion, at times there is order. Like a banker from Goldman Sachs.
Yesterday.
Yesterday got killed on the subway.
On the train, yeah. Got shot in the middle of the chest.
Shot him. The dude just walked by him and shot him.
Yeah.
And got off the train. And I found that to be odd. Him being a banker for Goldman Sachs. What did he know? You have to begin to start, you know, putting this together. Like, this is just weird. I remember the one lady who was an advocate during 9/11. Her husband died during 9/11. And she approached Osama bin Laden. I forget the lady's name. People in the chat may know her name. And she, everybody else took the payout. She didn't take the payout because she wanted a full investigation on what happened because she knew something happened. She took a flight from New York to Buffalo. That plane fell out of the sky. That's a fact. So the ends justify the means at times when they are trying to get at you. The level of, it's all dependent, I plus C equal T, as Steve Coakley would teach us. Intention plus capability will equal that threat. How much of a threat is this black guy running your car off water? I even heard our brother Nagaz.
Yes.
Real Nagaz say, the dude who created the TV that ran by itself, he either came down sick or he's missing.
Oh, wow.
Don't quote Black Dot because, you know, I'll be mixing the stories up.
Yes, you do. But okay.
But it was something very similar, as if we need to put protection around these individuals. And it's no coincidence that this type of science and information is now flooding certain individuals who can receive it and do something with it. Right? Cars that run on water.
Yeah.
Damn TVs that run off just energy itself.
Yeah.
And so not getting into my conspiracy bag with it yet, I just thought that that was very interesting that the first person killed was him. You know what I mean? You know, during the situation, because now who knows where that technology goes. If it goes in, just think about the significance if you created something that runs off water, how in danger. You think people would celebrate you? Are you that gullible?
Yeah.
Are you that gullible? Yeah. Okay. We've been waiting for a breakthrough gift.
If my billions rest on oil, my family, my family's family, everybody is off this oil money.
Not only just the oil, the things that oil run off of.
Yeah, and then you just come and make all of that just obsolete.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
if you think they're going to celebrate you like, wow, this was great that he elevated man. No, when they create it, and they ain't even going to create it because, come on, it's already old. So all that hydrogen energy, free fuel.
Tesla.
And Tesla. Let's not even forget Tesla and what he was doing. So it's very dangerous to pop out with patents of this magnitude, as much as you, if one of your children right now can move objects, the first thing you should not do is run and call the doctors and say, no, you have to keep that a secret because they will take your child and you will never see that child again. And we have children amongst us, indigo children who are here with special effects and special abilities, effects. And our first thing we do, because we're ignorant in a lot of sense, is we need to tell somebody because this is not normal. No, you're not normal. So let's keep in mind these things happen for a reason. And I just thought that that was weird.
Speaking of taking children, somebody in the chat just mentioned T.D. Jakes' daughter. Now, I just looked it up real quick. Apparently, she is coercing people and taking their kids.
T.D. Jakes' daughter?
Yeah, yeah.
Black guy?
Yeah, T.D. Jakes. Yeah.
Fat, big, greasy, pork chop.
Wake up. Yeah, yeah. Wake up. Apparently, his daughter's like a woman named Cora, and somebody said she's allegedly out here coercing folks, giving up their babies to her and her criminal husband of adopting through a very... It's a lot.
That's so, a lot to unpack.
A lot to unpack, but, you know... The more that comes out, the more we will talk about it. But I saw a couple people mention it in the chat. Just wanted to see what was up with that.
Got you. That was my first time hearing that.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Speaking of Tesla, not the real guy, but the company Tesla. So apparently, there was a news article that came out that revealed that SpaceX company who is owned by Elon Musk, they paid out a flight attendant $250,000 as a settlement because she said that he exposed himself to her.
I heard about that.
Said, like, I'll buy you a horse, some stuff like that. It basically, so she got that money for allegedly being sexually harassed. Now, Elon Musk went on Twitter and said, yo, if the accuser can identify anything about me that the public wouldn't know, like, do that because this is a lie.
Mm.
But remember, he said last week, he said, yeah, I'm voting Republican from now on and watch all of the famous stories that come.
Dude, the play
it's like right on time.
It's not very hard to get anybody to come out against anybody and say, yeah, he did this. You know what I'm saying? 5 years ago, I was in a spot. And now just the mention of such garbage is enough to create an algorithm of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it'll be enough people who want to believe that because they refuse to believe anything else. And that goes with regular people like us.
Mm-hmm.
Let something come out about me 5 years ago, it'll be just people, yeah, I want to believe it so bad. It must be true. And they got people, plants, man. These people are sophisticated. Y'all got to up your sophistication on how these agents move about us, these provocateurs, they move about us. You know, it's men, women, it's a lot going on in this day and time on how the COINTELPRO operation has expanded to equal social, you know, to include social media and so many other things, plants in place. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I watched the 2000 Mules doc.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah, somebody put that in our community and our membership.
I've been meaning to
appreciate. Yeah, I finally got to it. Yeah, finally got to it. And basically, it was talking about the 2000 Mules. As titled, are mules who people who took absentee ballots to ballot boxes, kind of stuffed the ballots and things like that. And the guy said, like let's say one mule took 50. So maybe more ballots to a ballot box. Mm-hmm. What's the math on that? Let's say 2,000. Let me see.
2,050?
No, times 50. It's like 100,000 votes, right? So potential votes. And these are all on states that Biden won.
Very closely.
10,000 votes here. 11,000 votes here. Stuff like that. Mm. Like in Georgia, in Detroit or Pennsylvania and stuff like that. So they were saying you don't need massive fraud. You just need fraud in the right places.
To make it happen.
I was just saying.
And I would not.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Put that against anybody.
Right.
To the way this thing works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is, the stakes are very high in this political realm and power structure and power fight. Look how much money the Democrats are making right now.
Oh, yeah.
With this war.
Yeah.
You don't think the Republicans are hating on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can't wait to get back in office.
Yeah.
So they can get their money.
Yo, what I think is happening with the Democrats and the Republicans, I think the Democrats understand, like, they look terrible right now, just public perception-wise. Things just look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think they're trying to put stuff in place to where it'll at least appear that they're trying to make progress in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And because Republicans know, if we just kind of keep them here, we're going to get back in office. So I think they're just kind of shutting everything down.
Right. They're not letting this shit grow.
Yeah. We not, like,
they're isolating them in that situation. You're going to stay in that cesspool
until the
midterm elections
because
it benefits us.
Exactly.
It's a great chess move.
That's a great chess move, too. And also,
somebody said, where did you watch the documentary?
It was in our membership, but I think it was on Rumble.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was on Rumble because YouTube don't allow that stuff.
Right.
And also, what was I going to say? Yeah, and because, right, there'd be, and I spoke about this on this podcast before. There'll be bills that, let's say, the Democrats create, and it's like the Help All People bill, right? And then buried somewhere really deep in the bill, it'll have something that they know for a fact will get shut down. So Republicans shut it down, like rightfully so. It'll be something that doesn't help anybody. They know it's going to get shut down. They'll shut it down, and then they'll come out and go, see, Republicans don't want to help all people.
Absolutely.
And then that'll be the story that goes. Not knowing, not like really doing the due diligence to see what was actually in it.
That's all
it's
politics.
It's all games, bro. It's all games.
And the $40 billion that was okayed, I heard there was a $48 billion bill that was vetoed to help small businesses.
Small businesses, right.
That's
restaurants.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Come on.
And it was. They said it's about 100,000. Each restaurant would receive.
Kevin Ramsey, like, Republicans do the same thing. You're right.
Yeah, they all do the same shit.
They all
shit.
Do it.
They all do the You're same right. shit. That's why I just got finished saying they're waiting for their opportunity to get in.
That's all we said.
So they can get their money. I did not just say that. Did I just say that?
But, you know.
I just said they're waiting for their opportunity to get in to do the same thing. So we're taking a stance. It's all bullshit. We just want to have a conversation and let you know, stop believing either one of these plantations is going to do something for you that you can't do for yourself. That's it. And until we figure that out, it's going to be the same revolving door stuff. They're going to keep bringing. Come on. You don't think. Look at Biden, bro. Is he the most fit man to run?
Yeah, come on.
Come on. This man don't even know his own name half the damn time.
He was confusing his wife with his sister, his sister with his wife.
So we know this is all by design. All of it is by design. Don't get caught up in any of it. And two wings of the same bird.
And you got to think, too, like being a politician, that's probably like the best job on the planet. Meaning, you can stay there for life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a lifer.
You can be there for life.
That's a lifetime job.
Act like you care.
All the lobbying, act like you care. Come through because you know you got to shake hands and kiss babies. Certain time of the year. And then your name be on the ballot because what I used to do, and I only voted maybe twice in my life, I would just click all of the Democrat. Blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't go, well, this one is probably. I just do the whole Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So a lot of these Democrats who've been on that bill for years, their office is just renewed by default.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's all bullshit.
Like, I remember when I was living in Harlem, I came off the 2 train on 116th, and Adam Clayton Powell III was out there handing out flyers. I was like, it's 3 of y'all? Like,
yeah.
And he was a politician, had no clue, but election season was around.
Right.
I gotta, you know, pass out flyers. Like, come on, bro.
Absolutely.
Get out of here, man.
So, we, you know, our conversation is based on that kind of stuff.
I think we have to take a commercial break.
We have to take another commercial break?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that.
We'll be right back.
So, you want to know what we do and how we do it. Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes. So, we are introducing the Family Business Course, right? Where we're teaching 4 different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing. Right?
And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free, and we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training, and then take that leap, and we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family, or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
I think they're both going to stay, and they're going to try again next year. Just being realistic.
Like
it depends on
Charlotte,
it depends on the coach.
The Hornets won.
I heard about
Wing,
the Hornets. Westbrook. I wouldn't be mad at Westbrook.
Minnesota has disgusted me this entire series. So I'm off that shit. Also, I'm really upset that Ja Morant got this award. So I hope we see them in the second round so Poole can whoop his behind.
Ooh,
for
I seven like
games
it. I like it.
In a row.
We're back. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to Eli's podcast, Disabled is Abled podcast.
Yes, and we need people to watch. So we have the amount of subscribers we need.
Yes.
So the mission for everybody is put his show on even before you go to bed. Just let it run.
Yeah, we need.
Because now we need 4,000 accumulated hours. Listen. It's a real weird coin. This YouTube thing is, bro, we'll tell you all about it, man. But
one day, yeah.
It's getting crazy about
one
a minute.
One day. But also, congratulations to Big Fred, man.
Big Fred graduated, man.
Graduated from college.
Yeah,
super,
man.
Super proud of him.
Yes.
I was seeing his Instagram on graduation day. I'm like, yo. This
yeah,
like,
man. He is an inspiration to many.
He did that. You know what I mean?
Him and Eli have been rolling since kindergarten, man.
Yeah.
And so... they have a connection beyond what most people could imagine. And so I'm really proud of them.
Super proud.
And, you know, sky's the limit.
Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Somebody said, Malcolm, watch yourself. Eli has arms. I'm going to put Eli in a headlock.
But you see his arm? Yeah, he will.
Just because y'all think he can take... I got to reestablish myself as...
Yeah, he ain't playing that
big
no more.
Bro. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Eli's not having it. He's just...
I can't just... You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to. And that's y'all fault. Y'all brought that on him.
Yeah. True
story. I'm going to film it. I'm going to live stream it because y'all think, like, nah.
Yep, I'm always big bro.
How you think I practice my wrestling moves?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That was on Eli.
True.
He couldn't run away. I had to just, you know what I'm saying?
And then I have to bring Marcus in. And Marcus, duff you out. Then it's a chain effect. It goes on and on.
Marcus got his own stuff to deal with now. You know what I'm saying? He don't need to be down here. Right?
Yeah. All right, listen. Quick notes. Over on Black Magic 363 is a colossal show going on. I believe it's Phil Valentine, Rod Hayes, a few other people. So shout out Brother Rich. He's got an all-star piece going right now. So we're only going to be a few more minutes. And I just like to put that information out there in case people want to get over there and indulge in that.
Shouts out.
Because we spread love here. That's the shit we be on.
Shouts out.
So shouts out. And maybe we'll even peek into the you know, the live in a few minutes. So what other stories that we didn't cover? Are we taking questions?
Oh, we'll take some questions. Yeah, get your questions ready. But they came out and said that one of Hillary Clinton's old campaign managers came out and said that she herself okayed a Trump Russiagate misinformation
campaign
tactics. She said she came out. She tweeted. She said, "Oh, apparently they found out some data scientists found out that Trump has a server linked to some Russian thing. It was fake."
Wow.
I remember, and you remember back in 2016, the first 2 years of his presidency was all Russiagate stuff.
It was all Russiagate stuff. Yeah,
and it came out and said it was a lie. So apparently. You know, nothing's going to happen to Hillary, of course. But.
Yeah, and she's taking it. If it does, she's going to take a lot of people with her.
Oh.
You better believe it. She's not going down by herself.
Oh, yeah, is she?
Yeah, she's going to take a lot of people down with her. So that's just our political breakdown, basically, of the day. I want to talk about this graduating class.
Yes.
New Orleans graduating class this year.
All boys school. St. Augustine High School.
St. Augustine High School. Tell me all about it.
High school located in New Orleans, 7th Ward, a private Catholic all-male college preparatory school for boys, remains one of the leading educational institutes for black men in the state. The entire class of that entire class is graduating and was accepted to college. They've earned a combined $9.2 million in scholarship offers.
And clap that up. So, excellence, that's an Urban Excellence story. It's a story in which when we think things are dire and they're not, these brothers, you know, they out here doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already going to address the people who say that the educational system and creating slave minds and all that old stupid shit that you're saying to yourself. I'd rather have them doing this than on the streets gangbanging, right? Doing something negative. Give them an opportunity to make something of themselves, especially the way the world is designed today, because a lot of them are going to be entrepreneurs. A lot of them are going to be free-spirited, free thinkers.
Especially with the way the education and just mindsets are just changing.
Yeah, the
now,
mindset, you know what I mean? Is changing now, where guys realize, I don't really need the college unless it's for a trade or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So let's applaud them again.
And they got scholarship money, so they're not
going to be taking on no debt.
A lot of debt, rather, but you know.
I like what I see. There's another school in Chicago.
Well, this is one school in Chicago. I forget the name of it. Urban Prep Academy. And they, for the last like 13 years straight, they've graduated 100% of their class.
So I appreciate it. That's
excellent.
Phenomenal. That's a level of excellence that we should all be proud of, because they could be gangbangers and trap rappers.
Speaking of gang, so Gunna, rapper Gunna from Atlanta, he appeared in court, I think today, and they denied him bond. Apparently the court case for YSL and Young Thug and them is going to start January 9th, 2023.
Okay.
So they're going to be kept in jail.
So they're going to be kept in jail all that time? Wow.
Yeah.
So do they consider them a flight risk?
Probably.
Because he's recognizable wherever he goes. So why would he be a flight risk?
Exactly. I think a lot of these cases, especially Rico's, when it comes to like celebrities, they are just trying to make an example.
Okay.
Most of the time. I think they're just trying to say, like, oh, you think you a rapper.
Now, are there a lot of people out there saying Free Gunna?
Yeah, they are.
And that... They do. So is Gunna a drug dealer?
I don't think so. He doesn't look.
I'm asking. It's an open-ended question.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's going to tie back into what we were speaking about earlier about the people we glorify. Now, if he's totally innocent.
Oh, gotcha.
I expect him to come home.
Gotcha. That's what you mean.
If he sold drugs, had people killed, was extorting, doing crime, all the things he's charged for, why should we say Free Gunna?
Okay.
Just on the surface, asking, because we celebrate our own demise. Right now, I know, free every black man. No black man should be in jail. and I get all that shit too. But I'm asking you, is he uplifting the community or tearing it down? Is his music inspiring?
His music, I'm not going to lie. Have you listened to a Gunna song?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's not... Gunna, like, he's not like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he's okay.
What about Young Thug?
He be wildin'.
Okay, so I'm trying to say it like this. I'm an artist at heart. I love spoken word, I love acting, I love writing, as you should know, all of that. So I understand the artist standpoint of this, but we gotta stop using it as an excuse that I'm just rhyming about the things I see. And start asking, who put these things here for you to see, for you to draw inspiration on? It's all a grand plan and design. Because Rakim grew up in the same environment that Biggie grew up in, and Rakim's perception of reality was totally different. Chuck D's perception of that reality was different. So we can't just use, oh, yo, that was all I saw around me. That's a low vibration, low hanging fruit excuse for not using your art to be a little bit more inspiration. Doesn't have to be flowery and all earthy and shit and all love all the time, because that's not a reality too. I'm just asking these questions because there will be a movement to bring Gunna and
thank you for the super chat.
Thank you. Young Thug and them home. And if they are responsible for what they say there, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, apparently they said, you know, Gunna was like second in command or something like that. Like, so I don't know. Listen, I don't know how true any of this stuff is, but apparently wiretaps and stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, somebody said I try to sign up for Phil's class. I got a congrats. Well, I signed up, so I hope everything works well. Cause send an email to Phil.
Is it in the emails in the link? Okay.
Yeah, you can find it.
Somebody said the court is using their lyrics. Yeah, yeah.
And see, shout out. I remember recently Jay-Z and Meek Mill were advocating for this bill to get passed. Clap that up.
I think it did.
It did pass. Where you can't use rappers' lyrics against them.
But they can if they deem it, if they feel like it actually described a crime.
Well, then that's the catch-22.
Exactly. So I'm like,
Because the drill rappers are all screwed. That shit is defining crime.
Or I could just say, a rapper could just say he walked up, shot somebody, and they could go, ah.
Right. See, we don't want them to take that in the literal sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Because for that matter, all of these rappers will be in jail. Right. We understand it. Right. But they're saying in certain cases, if we can match that on Thursday at 7-Eleven, he was coming out with a Slurpee and you clapped him.
Yeah.
And then it literally says that's when he was clapped with a Slurpee. Then that should be enough to go, dude, this is a little extra. So I'm assuming what Jay-Z and them is trying to do is not have ignorant people of rap, ignorance of hip-hop.
Gotcha.
You know, white people sitting on a jury listening to these lyrics.
Oh, he did
assuming,
that.
He did that.
He did that, yeah.
That's, you know, things could get cloudy. So big up Jay-Z and Meek Mill for attempting
apparently it's only in New York and it's not national. Thank you.
Create that bill.
Kishara Griffin, thank you.
Thank you, Kishara, for breaking that down for us.
Now, somebody said something about a Yankees player calling somebody Jackie Robinson.
Oh, Donaldson is his last name. And he called a black player Jackie. And the black player was offended.
Got you.
I don't know why he was offended by him calling him Jackie. That was the first time I had ever heard a racial slur of calling a nigga Jackie. And, you know, like...
Jackie Robinson? That's what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Jackie Robinson is a great black man, you know, who...
But I guess, you know, like, you black people all look like they probably...
Well, it shouldn't have been said. Anyway, they suspended him one game. I don't even know if there's a lot of black players on the Yankees. I don't consider Judge black.
They better pay him his $200 million.
Yeah, they better pay him his $200 million. But... So I don't know if that's going to go any further. Baseball is not let me say so-called black, because we're not black, Malcolm.
You know what's funny? At the beginning, at the top of the show, we talked about Uncle Luke, you know, and somebody said, Uncle Luke is not blank, blank, blank. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, come on.
But go ahead.
Anyway, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a more Dominican, Caribbean type of sport now, and the white people are very upset because it used to be America's pastime.
It was never America's
pastime. Well, that's what they say. And so now it's being taken over, and the rest is what it is.
Why is that, though? How come, like, an entire culture can just take a sport?
Well, they play it all year round.
Right, okay.
In their countries, they love the game.
Yeah.
They're very good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things like, why niggas always play basketball? We good. Shit, we jump out the building, motherfucker. But now they're importing all of these European players, and, you know, Jokic and Lukic.
And basketball, you mean?
And basketball. Yes. And football is played all year round in the South.
Yeah.
Right? There's really no off season.
Yeah.
So, you know, the South is, more associated with slave plantations, and so these niggas are out there grooming themselves, and then they stand in front of these white folks in their underwear. So you should know that. Mm-hmm. And these white people go by and examine them and see how fast they can run and jump and see which niggas they're gonna purchase. But with that being said, at least you're getting paid. You know, don't be a nigga like me who ain't getting paid. Still a nigga.
East London, yo. Shouts out to our UK audience. We was low in the rankings in UK. I don't know.
I said Lukic. I mean Luka Doncic. I just combined his name, Lukic.
We was low in the ratings in the Apple Podcast ratings in the UK.
Yeah, get those numbers up.
Y'all gotta get those numbers up. You know what I'm saying? But of course, thank you guys.
Yeah, we'd rather play basketball, football, rap.
No, because baseball, I think.
Well, to get into baseball.
Yeah, it's too slow. Yeah,
it's too slow. You got to go to AAA, AA, all these farm systems. Yeah. And, you know, by the time you get, we need our bread, son. I can dunk. Take me to the pros, my nigga. Shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this. My family got to eat.
Yeah.
Got to eat. Want to eat. Got to eat. So that's why we do that.
Somebody said, did you hear about the 6-year-old child with a loaded gun in charter school in Newark. No, I did not.
Malcolm, do not try to avoid hotties. Hoteps are hottie.
Thanks,
Malcolm. Two kiss lips. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. I don't know.
Ooh. It's getting steamy in here.
Somebody say you can't dance in baseball.
That is true, too. Can't.
Now, I've been seeing clips of these little kids. They had to be like 3 or 4 in T-ball.
Oh, I saw that. They was coming to the plate. They had his music playing and shit. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, he looked at the bench too. He hit the ball. He flipped the bat. Mind you, it's T-ball.
Yeah, funny.
Oh my God, Noble was playing T-ball.
But now back to the issue of the 6-year-old kid. Never heard about that. Maybe we'll cover that on Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. We'll get more details.
At a school in Newark.
I remember I was working at the Department of Education when a kid stabbed another kid and killed him in a classroom. That was like huge, right? And immediately they made it because the kid who stabbed the other one was gay, so they made it a bullying thing.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
I remember that. Yes.
And when these kids they get guns in school or weapons in school, it's always
something else.
Yeah,
it really is. Especially these kids, because none of them got no hands.
Yeah, teach me how to squabble. Yeah.
Yeah, none of them got no hands. Okay, and with that being said,
any more stories? Well, we might have some more stories. Hold on.
No after show tonight.
Yeah, we have to.
I gotta go watch the game.
Thursday.
Because Eli's gonna be on my case tomorrow, and he'll be running rings around me with the statistics and all that. I cannot have that.
And
I will be on his ass.
Monday, we're gonna make an announcement.
No, Monday we off.
Monday we off. So for Memorial Day, we're off. So next Thursday after, we'll make an announcement.
Okay.
Okay. Especially for the members. Shouts out to y'all.
Yes.
What happened? Shootouts this weekend in NYC. There was a couple shootouts.
It's getting bad.
It's getting hot. You know what I mean? Like, when it gets hot.
It ain't even summer yet, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm worried, just what that energy brings when all of these people flood the streets and overpopulated neighborhoods, and now they got these guns you can't trace.
Yeah.
Like these ghost guns and masks. And this is, this is going to be crazy. Brother Rich is the after show. Exactly.
I like that.
Brother Ritz is the after show. So let's get on over there. And let's get on there and bring that Urban X Nation energy, y'all.
And Ascending Infinite Goddess, was that your daughter that graduated? If that was, congrats.
Yeah, and when y'all go in the Ritz's chat, you let them know you're from the Urban X Nation. Come to take this shit over.
So with that being said, y'all, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to hit... if you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever, Spotify, don't forget to give us a rating and a review. We would gladly appreciate it.
We would. Give us some rating and reviews. We would gladly appreciate it. Absolutely.
Organic Soul Gumbo, it 100% was sarcasm because y'all are crazy when we get to talking about those things and we don't want no smoke. So, yeah, with that being said, man, peace.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.